Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
If you have your Bibles close to you, turn with me to the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verses 1 through 6. 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verses 1 through 6. And I have chosen to read this passage from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. And the Word of God says, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way." Verse 3, "So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep." Verse 5, "And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite." And verse 6, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." The word of God to the people of God. After the next selection, I want to talk to you today from the subject, the necessity of knowing how to encourage yourself in the Lord. The necessity of knowing how to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen.
People come, your life has been out of ago. Your life has been out of control. You're confused. Don't worry, your soul
it will be better.
Better.
It will get better.
Better.
It will get better.
'Cause God is in control.
No matter what.
Find a place within your heart.
Hold it close.
Don't ever depart. It gets cold in the night, but you'll be alright.
It will get
better. Better.
It will get better.
Better.
It will get better.
'Cause God is
it will get better because God is in control. The necessity of knowing how to encourage yourself in the Lord. My brothers and my sisters, have you ever had a time in your life when you had to encourage yourself in the Lord? Have you ever experienced moments when you thought that you were not going to make it or pull through a situation or circumstance that life brought your way? Have you ever considered or pondered the thought of throwing in the towel or waving the white flag of surrender because of the troubles that you were facing? Have you ever had to encourage yourself in the Lord? Well, my brothers and sisters, if you ever felt like giving up instead of fighting, guess what? You are not alone. Am I right about it? Listen to me good. Even with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, There comes times, there comes moments when you feel like saying, I can't take this anymore. I can't take no more drama. I can't take no more trouble. I can't take no more confusion. I can't take no more hurt. I can't take one more disappointment. And I cannot take one more loss. There comes some moments in your life and even mine when we feel like we can't take no more. In our text for today, I want to introduce you to a brother who had a I can't take no more moment. The brother who I want to introduce you to today is well known by many of us. And guess what? The brother in this text is not one who does not know God. He is one who is very familiar with God. Matter of fact, he has a personal, intimate relationship with God. Also, he is known as a man after God's own heart. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about David. You remember David, don't you? The brother that God used to defeat the Philistine giant named Goliath. You remember David, don't you? The sweet psalmist of Israel. You remember David, don't you? The author of prayers that were lifted up during temple worship. David, the righteous. David, the worshiper. David, the man of God, is the brother written about in this text for today. David, in our text, is dealing with some tough times. David has some problems that he is trying to cope with. In the closing verses of 1 Samuel chapter 29, we discover that David is dealing with the problem that comes with being rejected. Have you ever been rejected? How many of you know who are watching me today that being rejected by friends and loved ones can stress you out? Am I right about it? David has had to face rejection. David and 600 of his men are now living amongst the Philistines. That's right. David and his men are living in enemy territory. And let me pause right here and say that I am so glad that the God that I serve can even give me favor with my enemy. David goes with 600 of his men over to King Achish of Gath of the Philistines, and is granted by King Achish a city named Ziklag for David's family and his soldiers' family to reside in. I'm here to tell you that God can bless you and give you favor at the hands of your enemies. David stays for 16 months with King Achish and the Philistines, going in and out of the country as he wished. So one day, the Philistines decided to go to war against the nation of Israel and King Saul. This was the same King Saul who ran David out of Israel because of jealousy. Y'all remember, David had won many battles for King Saul and the nation of Israel. But when the women started singing and saying, "Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s, that King Saul decided that David must go. So David and his soldiers and their families joined up with the Philistine army. Well, as the Philistines were preparing to go to war with King Saul and the nation of Israel, some of the Philistine commanders and lords had a major problem with David and his men tagging along with them into battle. They knew of the courageous exploits of David and his men while serving King Saul, and they feared that David and his men might have a change of heart and turn around and attack the Philistine army. So King Achish decided to send David and his men back to Ziklag and rejected them from following him and the Philistine army into battle. Now David, my brothers and sisters, felt rejection. He said to King Achish, "What have I done to be rejected by you? Why can't I go with you into battle? Why are you sending me back home?" And my brothers and sisters, sometimes it is difficult for us to handle being rejected. When you've done all that you could to do what is right and still face rejection, I'm here to tell you that it is hard to deal with and face. Now, if I was David, I might have looked at being rejected in a different way. I might have said, "Thank God that I don't have to fight and enter into battle. And let me say right here that some of us need to thank God that He made a way to keep us out of some of the fights and battles that we could have entered into. I don't know about you, but I thank God for His keeping power. King Achish tells David and his men to go home. Now note with me that David and his men left their wives and children at home to follow King Achish into battle. Matter of fact, the Bible says that it was a 3-day journey for David and his men to get back home to Ziklag. It was approximately a 75-mile foot march to get back home. If it took 3 days for them to get home, and if it was approximately 75 miles to get back home, we know that David and his soldiers marched approximately 25 miles a day. That's a whole lot. But while David and his men were returning home, the Bible says that the Amalekites raided and plundered the city of Ziklag and took away captive David's wives and the wives of his soldiers, the sons and daughters of them who were with David. You know that David and his men, as they were marching home, thought that when they returned to the city of Ziklag, that they would find everything in safety and in order. You know they were probably thinking about the home-cooked meals that they were about to receive and the comfort of sleeping in their own beds with family surrounding them. But David and his men arrived to a city that was emptied and on fire. How quickly things took a turn for the worse. And there are some of you who are watching me today, who feel just like David and his men felt as they arrived in Ziklag. How did they feel, Reverend? Hopeless. And there are some of you, as the result of the coronavirus pandemic, who are feeling like, can things get any worse for me? I've lost my job, lost my income, lost my good health, lost some loved ones, and lost some cherished relationships. Just a few months ago, things were looking good for me. Things were working out in my favor. everything was positive in my life just a few months ago. But out of nowhere, trouble and trials showed up in my life. Things have taken a turn for the worse. Am I on anybody's street? The Bible says that when David and his men discovered that their wives and children were taken captive and the city left in ruins, that they lifted up their voices and wept. They cried so hard, the Bible says, that they cried and they till they could not cry anymore. And let me say right here to the men who are watching that it is all right, brothers, to cry sometimes. It's all right sometimes to get emotional about things. Shedding tears sometimes is a great stress reliever. David and his men cried. Did you hear what I said? I said, David and his men cried. And I don't care how anointed you may be and how close to God you think you may be, there will be times in life that you will have to shed some tears. Well, lest I keep you too long, the Bible says that David's men, after learning that their wives, sons, and daughters were taken away captive, that they flipped the script on David. Instead of continuing to honor him as their leader, they decided that David needed to be done away with. From satisfaction with David, they shifted their mindset to stone David. Have you ever had a loved one or confidant or friend shift their mindset about you? I'm here to tell you that mind shift sets can stress you out. When people shift their mindset on you, it can cause you to become stressed out. Well, the Bible says that as the result of the losses that David had experienced in his life, that David was greatly distressed. He just wasn't stressed, but the Bible says he was greatly distressed. And let me say right here, my brothers and sisters, that most of us can manage pretty good when just a problem shows up in our lives. But when problem after problem after problem keeps showing up, we have the tendency of becoming greatly distressed. Am I right about it? But check this out. With all of the problems and all of the drama that David had in his life, the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And that ought to be good news to somebody watching and listening to me today. Let me say it again. I said that David, with all of the problems and all of the drama in his life, still had within him the ability to encourage himself in the Lord his God. In other words, in spite of the loss, in spite of the pain that David felt, David in his innermost being, knowing that he had a relationship with the Lord his God, and that at any time a turnaround could happen in his life. David knew that his God had the power to keep him from falling into utter despair. David knew that there are times in life when you can't wait on somebody else to encourage you. David says, I'm going to encourage my own self, Lord have mercy, in the Lord my God. And as I close this message, I want to tell somebody who is watching and listening to me today to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. I'm here to tell you that it is a necessity. It is mandatory that you know how, believers in Christ, to encourage yourself in the Lord. I know somebody saying, why, Pastor Wood, why must I know as a believer in Christ how to encourage myself in the Lord? Let me tell you why. Because we all have difficulties. We all have heartaches. We all have troubles in this thing called life. We all have good days. We all have some bad days. And we will have to learn how to fight through the tough days. But if you want to know how to encourage yourself in the Lord your God, let me tell you what you need to do. Just meditate and remember his promises in the Word of God. Y'all miss that. Y'all miss that. You want to know how to encourage yourself in the Lord your God? Meditate and remember his promises that are written in his word. Listen to me good. Some of us lose the fight because we don't have enough of the Word of God stored in our memory banks. Listen, I have found that when I'm going through the storm, that the Word of God can be a comfort and a strength in my life. Well, listen, when my heart is overwhelmed, I can say to my God, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When fear tries to grapple me, I can say that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When I'm in need of direction, I can say that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. When I'm not sure which way to turn, I can say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And no matter how bad things may get in my life, I can say that I know somehow, and I know some way that I'm going to make it. How, Pastor, do you know you will make it? With Jesus on my side, things will work out fine. I know that I'm going to make it. And I stop by to tell you that you will make it no matter what you are going through. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, if you acknowledge Him in all your ways, He will. I said He will. I said He will direct your paths. But sometimes you have to encourage your own self in the Lord your God. It's a necessity. You've got to know how to do it, saints. Like I've already told you, you can't wait for somebody else to come and encourage you. Sometimes people are going through enough themselves that they don't have time to try to encourage anybody else. And if you don't know how to encourage yourself, speak the promises of God, speak the word of God, you're not going to make it. But I thank God that He has given His Holy Spirit, who will bring back to remembrance the Word of God that we have stored into our memory banks. And when the Spirit brings it back, it will help us in times of distress, times of trouble. It will help us to encourage ourselves in the Lord.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay-Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.